We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a great friend of the show who will light up our television screens once again this Easter Sunday with the broadcast of the Beverly Hills Dog Show. John O'Hurley joins us. John, good afternoon.
How are you? I didn't realize that I should have been doing this appearance in person with the wine and the French onion soup.
We have a little extra if you can get here. We'll keep it warm for you.
Thank you, Rich. Good to talk to you.
Wonderful to talk to you as well. I mean, there are people, my five-year-old, very much looking forward to the Easter Bunny, but for a lot of us, we're much more excited to see you and David Fry and the crew back again for what's become another wonderful holiday tradition.
Well, we're trying to take some of the success that we've had on Thanksgiving with the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, with the audience now this year of over 32 million. And we're hoping some of that will drip over onto another family day, which, of course, is Easter Sunday. And we hope that come 1 o'clock Eastern time that America will glue itself to their sofas and watch their favorite thing, which is their dogs.
There's no question about that. And why do you think it is that these dog show broadcasts have become so very popular, even among people who don't own and love dogs?
Well, I think people are looking for a break on television, Rich. I honestly do. I think there's such a bad nerve running through the country right now. But people are just looking for some place where they can just sit back and go, ah. And the dog show is very much like that. There's something for everybody, whether you're 4 or you're 94. It gives something that everybody can have, a stake in, if you will. And, of course, hopefully we'll be rooting for your alma mater factor there on the sofa with you, your family dog. But we'll have 2,000 of the top dogs in the country and 180 different breeds all vying for best in show.
Now, last year, if I recall, it was the Wire Fox Terrier that won the whole thing.
Who went on to win Westminster, and it was quite a year, and that dog is now retired. Now, I can't tell you what retirement means to a dog because I'm not sure they know what they do. But, spoiler alert here, I don't think the dogs care if they win. But that said, it's just a wonderful, we've had some wonderful dogs. We have half a dozen of the top dogs in the country competing here in the Beverly Hills Show on Easter Sunday, so it's going to be a really wonderful competition.
Now, you're so busy, of course, doing the show. Do you get an opportunity to meet any of the dogs or their trainers and handlers?
Well, I do. It's a wonderful day because, these shows are so large, and you'll have 2,000 dogs being judged during the day, both in the breed, the group, and, of course, the best in show competition, that they're all backstage in other arenas, and you get to walk up and down the aisles there and see all the owners and the handlers and the dogs themselves getting primed and preened for their moment under the lights.
What's also wonderful is the Beverly Hills Dog Show, unique in its own right. There is a Beverly Hills flair to this show that's a little different from the one that you do in Philadelphia.
It sure is. This is something that David Fry and I kind of composed ourselves, and it's we just call it a dog show done differently. And we take some of the, the glitz and the wonderful, a glitter of Hollywood, and we combine that with the elements of a great dog show. But we try to give it that little bit of extra, that dog show done differently. We redesigned the Best in Show arena at the end of the show to resemble more of a red carpet version of the Victoria's Secret runway. It looks a little bit like a catwalk for dogs.
And did I see that there will also be some celebrity dogs showing up?
Yes, we have a whole bunch show up during the day. And oddly enough, many of them bring their dogs just to sit there in the stands and root. And it's kind of fun. Yeah, we had some wonderful people. The beautiful Bo Derek is there, and Ashley Tisdale's there. It's a wonderful group, and we have a great time. We have great backstage stories, as always. But mostly, it's just we don't take ourselves as seriously in this show.
We're looking forward to it coming up on Easter Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina on NBC. You've been keeping very busy. I see you're also doing some work with the folks from Big Blue Bug. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, I love to do funny commercials, and they came to me last year with this idea, and I said yes. I said, but I don't want to be a spokesman for you. I want to be an anti-spokesman. So I do these very funny series of ads for this company, and last year it was about the fact that I didn't want to do a bug commercial, and it was the fact that I'm an actor. I don't do bug commercials. When you know, when you have an infestation in your house, what do? Pick up a phone and call an actor? No, you don't. So anyway, the ads were such a smash hit for them that we did another one recently, and I do my first home inspection. But I'm speaking nothing but battle cries from Shakespeare.
I love it. That sounds wonderful.
And this poor woman in yoga pants greets me at the door. So they're very funny, and it's just, you know, kind of regional type of. But I love that style of humor. So where other actors would say, "Oh no, absolutely, I can't do that," I go, "Oh come on, I have more fun doing those." And to me, it's just another extension of the world of entertainment.
John O'Hurley with us here on Downtown. You're a big golfer and a golf fan as well. Did you get to see any of that wonderful finish to the Masters?
Did I get to see it? I don't think I got to see anything else. I was glued to that 4 days. I wouldn't leave. It was. I was in my heyday last Sunday. I had the Masters at 6:30 in the morning in L.A. But then the Red Sox started and the Celtics started, so I put them all on tape, and I got to spend the whole day with my my Boston sports allegiances plus the Masters. It was a great day, and all turned out victorious. Yeah, I think Tiger's victory underscored, I think, what is wonderful about sports and America is that everything is ultimately redemptive, that no matter how bad it gets in your life, you can always come back.
Speaking of baseball, John, will you and your son be out doing any more baseball games, throwing out first pitches this summer?
We have quite a few to tour. Yeah, we do half a dozen minor league parks. I don't think we're going to be I haven't been asked yet by the Portland team. Hint, hint. we're going around a bunch of parks because, you know, we do our tandem singing together, plus throwing and catching the first pitch, and it's kind of fun for the two of us to do that together.
You had a great run in our Downtown Madness competition this year, but fell just short despite a huge turnout. Jeff Daniels knocked you off, and what can you do? You can't win every year, but it was another tremendous run.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't mind losing to somebody of Jeff's nature there. He's an awful nice guy. What an interesting actor he is. I enjoy him very much. You know, we both did a play called 5th of July back in, I want to say, 1982 or 3 in New York. And actually, I replaced his character. And it was, and that's the first time I got wind of him as an actor. But he has become kind of a tour de force. And oddly enough, is going to be up against Bryan Cranston for the very prestigious Tony this year. For best actor in a drama, and I have no idea who's going to win. Obviously, I lean towards Brian because I think his role in Network is such a tour de force that it's tough to believe that he can do that every night. However, people have seen To Kill a Mockingbird and said it's just an extraordinary production.
Well, he beat Brian before he beat you, so you did go deeper into the competition than Brian. So I know there's a little pride there.
You know what? Again, that's because of my bug commercial.
That might have been the difference maker right there.
People, you know, it's very embraceable, easy humor to understand. And people, I think I'm rewarded because of that.
Now, John, will you, I know you do this on Thanksgiving Day, will you be live tweeting on Sunday?
Yes, actually. And you know what I love is when people send us videos. So I'll throw this out there. Send us videos of your dog watching the Beverly Hills Dog Show. That's the ones that we enjoy the most. They are so much fun. because the dogs really get into it. And there's my favorite one of all time, is where the dog is watching the TV screen, is barking, runs up to the screen, kind of throws his paws up there to look at the dog, hops down, and then goes behind the television set to look for where the dog really is. Think about the calories that that dog burned and the neurons that are necessary to have that type of intellectual exercise in a dog.
My Ginger will watch. I hate to say it. She, as a rescue dog, she knows she could never compete, and it's made her a bit judgmental.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. So you kind of just say that's enough.
she doesn't want to turn the channel. She wants to check them out, but you have negative comments, a wag of the tail, a dismissive turn away. That's how she is.
Their fur is a little puffy in the back.
Exactly. Well, we will be there to watch, like most of America, this Easter Sunday, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. John, always wonderful to talk with you. A very happy Easter to you and your family as well, and we'll catch you again soon.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, Rich. And remember, it's a dog show done differently.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
You betcha.
It's John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Back with us.